Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Javon Show. I could not wait another moment longer than to have my sister, my favorite internet follow of all time, on the show. But I can't do this by myself. I needed help because there's just so much peach to handle that I couldn't handle all the peaches by myself. So I brought in my sister girl, Miss Lanisha Lowe. How you doing, Lanisha?
So much peach to handle. I love that.
Too much peach.
Yes, so much peach. We got the best peach.
We got the best peach, huh?
Yes.
Let people know where you're from, Lanisha, and your social media and all that good stuff.
Well, I am from St. Louis, Missouri, but I currently reside in the DFW Metroplex. Isn't it a wonderful place to be? Everything, I'm so real, y'all. Everything is my real name, Lanisha Lowe. On Facebook, on Instagram, Google me, Barbara. It's all Lanisha Lowe. So that is how and where you can find me. I'm gonna do something, you guys. I'm gonna listen to Javon, and I'm gonna do what he said and flip it.
Huh. Boom. You're like the first woman in 3 months to listen to and do what I asked them to do.
You know, you said we were going to get into those types of conversations later. Do we want to let the people know that the women haven't been listening to you? Is that what we want to let the people know?
That's what we're going to make sure is understood from this conversation today.
Bring on the peach.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, she's here. Lanisha has, like most women, again, gone back to her nature and done what she wanted to do and flipped her camera back. But you know what? Keep the camera the way it is now. It's okay, because all of the attention is going to be on the peach. Ladies and gentlemen, my God, Chelsea West.
What's up?
I already need a cigarette.
Did you catch your breath, Javon? You blown away?
He said he needed a cigarette.
And the noise, gotta catch my breath.
Okay.
So, listen.
Get it.
I need people to truly appreciate and understand what's happening right now. We have the voice of every song that you've heard ever in your life. She has sung background on everything. Name the song. Yep, she sang background on that one. And on some of them, she should have sang foreground on them, like everything that involved Mary J. Blige. So listen, before we go any further, I need people to know and appreciate and get an idea. Who is Chelsea West?
Who is she? She is a mother, a daughter, a sister, and a friend who happens to do music professionally.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a solid, comprehensive. That's the elevator answer of the question of who is you.
Javon, gotta cut you off. You know what's really dope about her answer?
What?
Every person that's associated with that. Do you know? She's a daughter. Her mama, dope. She's a sister. Her sister, dope. You know what I'm saying? She's a mama. Her son, dope. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, it's just a plethora of amazingness coming in this gene pool.
So
you know what I'm saying?
You're so sweet.
The DNA is litty, okay?
Thank you.
The DNA is ridiculous. Now, what's great about this is that we have peaches on the show. I had candy I guess that was yesterday. I had candy on the show. What's with all this food? Was food just flowing in the West household?
Well, my mother is named after her father. Her name is Tommy Lee. So she didn't have a nickname growing up, so she wanted her daughters to have nicknames. So at birth, when we got our real names, we got our nicknames too.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is so dope.
Yeah. So she didn't have a feminine name, so she wanted us to have very, you know, like, aside from my first name, she wanted our nicknames to be very feminine and girly.
Well, mission accomplished. Now, you never wanted to change it. You never wanted to be like, you know what? I'm peach, but I like grapes. So call me Chelsea.
Oh no, peaches just stuck. Peaches stuck. The names we got work for us all. It's weird, but it works.
Lanisha, how did you come across Miss Chelsea West?
Oh man, shoot! I don't know. Just the music circuit. I know that I knew her sister first. Geez Louise, I don't know, Peach. Do you remember when we first met?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't remember.
It just happened, and I would be at a lot of different musical events or whatever, and her sister was always very sweet, very welcoming, very willing, you know what I'm saying, to show me stuff or whatever. Just really dope. And then she came in with a sweet spirit too. So I mean, it was, yeah, it's always love.
Is it hard to stay humble and sweet when you've done everything that you can do vocally at such a high level? Like, shouldn't there be just some aura of arrogance about you that you that you definitely earned?
Not for me, because I remember when life didn't look like this. You know what I mean? I remember when I didn't have any money and my account was in a negative and I didn't know how I was going to feed my child, and, you know, hoping and wishing that somebody would give me a chance and call me for a gig, waiting, praying my phone would ring. Like, those days are not too far removed. You know what I mean? So I don't care what happens. I don't care what I do, where I go. Being arrogant is not an option for me. You know what I mean? It's taken a long time to get to this place. I'm too grateful to be arrogant. Like, humble is too easy. It's too easy to be nice to people. It's too easy to be pleasant. You know, so that's just what I prefer at this point. That this will always.
That's a t-shirt right there. I'm too grateful to be arrogant.
Now listen, y'all, don't be going out there taking our t-shirt ideas. We're gonna sell "Too Grateful to Be Arrogant" at the next show. So just wait for the t-shirts to come. Trademark pending.
Period.
Now, what was one of your first that you remember, the first gig when you went to the studio and laid down tracks for somebody? Do you remember who the artist was?
It was my mother.
Oh, nice.
It was my mother. I was 5 years old.
Really? Mm-hmm. Doing BGVs at five.
Yep.
And what did you take from that experience, or what have you carried on from that experience, even though it happened when you were 5 years old?
Honestly, that regardless of what life may currently look like, you know what I mean? Because we go through phases and seasons, you know, you go through high seasons, you go through low seasons, you go through those in between seasons. But no matter what I go through, what I experience, high or low, like, this life was predestined for me from jump. There was nothing I could have done to create this on my own. There's nothing, you know, there's no school I could have gone to. There's no association I could have joined to have garnered the opportunities that I've gotten. Like, this is God. So from the point of five, you know, this has been my life. And, you know, even before then, it was my parents' life. So I use that as a constant reminder, like, God did this. This is not your doing. If I had have gotten a blank canvas in life to say, I want to do this, I want to do that, I can't say that I would have chosen this life for myself. Mm-hmm. So that constant reminder is just like a reminder of God's goodness, his faithfulness, his strategic ways, his intentionality. So it's like, he got you no matter what, no matter what's going on, what it looked like, what you got, what you don't got. God got you, period.
How many people have perceived you as arrogant when you were just protecting your space?
And honestly, Lanisha, it's never even been a matter of me protecting my space. I am a naturally shy person. So I've grown to be a lot more outgoing and extroverted and bubbly, where I'll speak first, you know, but there was a long time in my life where I was just really shy. So it took me a while to warm up to people. But there were so many people who took that and interpreted it as me being stuck up or bougie. And I've had so many people come to me and apologize for being wrong about who they thought I was or how they thought I was. I've had people come to me and be like, you're nothing like I thought you were. Or I thought you were this, I thought you were that, and I was wrong. And it's just like, that's why you got to just give people a chance. Like, don't be so quick to jump to judgment.
Yeah. Now, here's what's strange, and you tell me if you agree or not. I think that most people get the staple of arrogant or stuck up or whatever when they don't want to give somebody a handout. Huh? Do you know what I'm saying? If somebody was coming to you wanting you to put them on or wanting to ride their the perceived wave, because people don't know, you know, what people don't know, they make up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Were people upset or did they only, you know, Javon, you back?
Welcome back.
I just had to pay the bill. That's on me. You know, when you don't pay it, then they just they're quick to cut you off. So thank you for the loan, Chelsea. I'll make sure you get it back in a couple of weeks. So I'm sorry, Lanisha, you can finish what you were asking. Are you about to go into a real good question?
Yeah, I believe that it happens for all people, not just people with, you know, celebrity status or whatever it may be. If you have a cousin who is broke sometimes, if you have any associates, if you've been living for a little while and you look like you've been successful at any point, there are people who want something, and it's my opinion, I want you to correct it or speak to it, that the only time people give somebody the label of being arrogant or whatever is if they were attempting to get something that they weren't able to get, be it access or being put on. I'm gonna hush and let you take it.
I could definitely, I haven't experienced a whole lot of that in the regard of like what people feel like they can get from me. But what I am experiencing and what I have experienced from time to time is sometimes people won't allow you space to grow and evolve. You know what I mean? And my growth and my evolution does not make me Hollywood. It doesn't make me, you know, anything more than just a person trying to be a better person, you know? And sometimes when people are no longer, or when people can no longer relate to the version of you that they once knew, then they want to label you as this, that, or the third. And it's just like, hey, label me what you got to label me. But as long as I'm living, my goal is to continue to grow and evolve. And either you can grow with me or you can, you know, grow away from me. But either way, I'm going to do what I got to do for me.
That's a good point.
That's good stuff.
And I can't wait to be at the point to where I have so much money that I can control whether I am arrogant or not. As of right now, though, I'm forced into humbleness. I'm so glad that you took a drink because I am been so waiting to take a shot. Shots. No, never mind, that was water. Disregard. Okay. So listen, I want to get into some hot topics real quick. I know that we don't have you for too long, but I want to get into a couple of things. I love your Twitter. It's the most active, most funniest Twitter of all time. You hold the record. Get the prize now. I cook my grits with sugar, butter, and salt and cheese for breakfast. Tell me why I'm wrong.
There's nothing wrong about that. There's nothing wrong about that. Honestly, I feel like people should eat food how they like to eat food. Don't tell me that my way is wrong. I like it. It's right for me.
Unless it's cream of wheat. Unless nobody should eat cream of wheat.
I mean, hey, you know. But I need my grits to be sweet and I need them to be savory. So whether there's shrimp and grits, catfish and grits, I'm going to throw me some sugar in the grits because I need them just a little sweet. They can have the salt and pepper, cheese, sauce, everything else. But if it's not just a little sweet, it ain't, I can't get with it.
It ain't right.
Okay. I do both. Now, unlike you all, I don't do both at the same time. Do you know? But I could see how that could happen. I put sugar in my macaroni and cheese. Do you know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. Do you know what I'm saying? So I could see that. Oh, we got the eyebrow raised on a little bit of sugar in.
No judgment.
I'm tired of people not judging people. I'm going to judge.
You took a sip, though. You don't knock it till you try it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try it. I'm going to see about it. What I won't see about, though, like I talked about on the show Wednesday, is this whole shrimp in a potato salad. We're not going to do that. We're not going to try that.
They're doing that now?
That I've seen several posts now about, oh, you just had to try it. You didn't give it a shot. Listen.
Well, I guess if they're putting shrimp on top of the deviled eggs, then maybe it's not so bad. But why, though? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't understand.
Just you know, culinary experimentation. I'm not mad at it as long as it's good. I'll try it.
Let me do my next hot topic because I will be on food too long. Okay. Is her putting out too much music?
No.
Is there a such thing as too much music? Is there too much of her going on right now?
There's not She's too in much her of bed. Her going on right now, and I don't think that there's such thing as too much. Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah, I think it's her season. It's her time. You know, we went through that with Beyonce, where it was Beyonce all day, every day, everywhere. And, you know, people thought it was overexposure. It was this, it was that. That girl's a superstar. That's what happens when you reach superstar status. Everybody wants you on
everything. Her has been grinding for a long time.
She has. So I'm happy to see her living in the fruits of her labor. You know what I mean? So her being everywhere and doing everything doesn't bother me at all. Like, I want to keep shining, keep being great, you know. For those, if it's overexposure for some people, stop paying her attention. Stop watching. Stop listening. Take a break. But you shouldn't slow down
at all.
If her was to put out a song with DaBaby and Tory Lanez, would you still listen to it?
I'm not listening to that.
If that's a real complicated, well, let me ask like this. Is that a complicated situation?
The Not thing for me. About it is, do you have a choice, really? I mean, if they play it in the store, you know, what are you going to do?
I mean, if they play it in the store, or if you're somewhere where there's a DJ and they're playing music you don't have no control over, but I'm not intentionally playing it in my car. I'm not downloading it to my phone. Like,
yeah.
They say that, like, all because everybody has a problem with Tory Lanez. That's his name, right? Tory Lanez. You know about the situation, Tory? Wait, okay. So DaBaby and Tory are cool, right? And, you know, I think DaBaby and Megan are cool. But if Tory, if DaBaby ain't got a problem with Tory and Tory ain't got a problem with DaBaby, then should he be excommunicating his friend when that's his boy? Or is that public love something that maybe should be allowed to be given and appreciated? I'm just
so
throwing it up.
Can this question be condensed by asking, as adults, do you do the whole don't play with her or don't play with him if they're not cool with me thing?
You know, it's a, that whole thing is a very slippery slope. It's a very touchy thing.
I see what you did there with the word touchy. I see what you did. I caught that. Nice job, Chelsea West. You get a point.
Thank you. I could imagine Megan finding herself in a tough spot after being shot by this man, after people, you know, not believing you, after you feeling like nobody really had your back. I could just imagine that she's just hypersensitive about the whole thing, to where perhaps if it was a different situation, she wouldn't care about, you know, DaBaby showing him love publicly. But because it was a situation that was probably hard for her to deal with and still hard for her to deal with in the public eye, not having a lot of support, yada, yada, yada. I have a bit of empathy for her, just making it hard to be like, so who's really going to stand for me? Mm-hmm. You know, but people's loyalties, people express and show their loyalties differently. And, you know, with them already having a relationship prior to the incident with Tory and Megan, it just puts everybody in a very uncomfortable position where maturity would be a necessity in order for everybody to be able to function in their space without making another feel a type of way. But I also ain't never been shot by nobody. You know what I mean?
I have never been shot by anybody either.
I don't want to feel about my friends showing love to the man who shot me.
What you say, Lanisha?
I'm repeating what she said. It was funny. I also have never been shot by anybody. But I love when you can acknowledge, that's maturity right there, when you can acknowledge if you have not been in a situation, do you know what I'm saying? That you can't really, you know, fully speak to it, because we don't know what we don't know.
We don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I can imagine, I've had friends that crossed me real bad. And when I saw my good friends socialize with them, it made me feel some type of way. So I can only imagine if a man actually harmed me, you know, those gunshots, those bullets could have ricocheted in her body and killed her. Anything could have happened, you know what I mean? So you know, I have empathy.
And my friend is going to chop it up with the person who could have killed me. It's like,
That's a real tough situation. Another tough situation is this whole kids and the new, I guess, clothing fad that's going around right now. Now, I have been sitting here in this Dallas apartment, and I'm hot with this hoodie on. But my kids, my 19-year-old niece, my 17-year-old daughter, my 14-year-old son, my 8-year-old daughter have been wearing hoods, and it's 103 degrees outside.
Yeah, I have three teenage boys. I can speak to this, but I'm going to let Chelsea go first because it's about the peach today.
Are you available to start singing background in the studio in hoods?
I'm not interested in that personally.
I'm not interested. Whatever y'all are doing in this season, do it without me.
Right. By all means, pass me by. My son has always had a thing for jackets, you know, so he's always wanting to wear a jacket. Even when we lived in Dallas, like, it will be the summer, he wants to wear a jacket, and I'll be like, son, you are not about to have people thinking that you're off. There's something wrong with me for letting you wear a jacket, and it's 1,000 degrees outside. Now, when we moved to L.A., it was different because at nighttime you need a jacket, no matter if it's June, August, January. Once the sun go down, you need a jacket. So his idea for fashion made sense when we came out here, but I really don't know what's wrong with these children wanting to be completely covered up in 200 degree weather. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I will fight tooth and nail. Like, you're not gonna have people thinking that it's something wrong with me. You got to take that off.
And what's fascinating now is that with my kids, right? It's not just the hoodie that they're wearing, but it's also this right here. This. Oh. Now, the one thing that I have never, like, I understood when we did the bonnet and the helmet of salvation or whatever that foolishness that woman did. Yes. But Monique said, women, don't be out there outdoors with these bonnets on your head. While I go grab my sip, I'm going to let you all educate me. Am I okay as a man, a single man, being out in public with a bonnet on? And number two, would you date him? I'm going to let you all discuss this while I go get my sip.
So you're asking if we would have a bonnet boo. That's what he's asking.
That's what he's asking.
No.
Mm-mm.
Simple answer. I'm going to go with no twice and no again. Bonnet boo? Because there's no reason. But also, I would like for somebody to go to the store with me. I want to record this. I want to go to department stores and ask them if they have the Helmet of Salvation there. Like, if there's a section
for Helmet of Salvation section.
I'm going to go look for a book. I'm gonna look for the berets like homegirl had on when she said
no. I'm not mad at people wearing their Helmet of Salvation outside because I just feel like what you drink ain't gonna make me pee, but you can't be with me. Yeah. No, bonnet on your head outside of the house. Like, people can do what they want to do. I don't care. But if you think you're going to be associated with me, there's some things that we're just not doing, and that's one of them.
All right. So I was unable. I didn't know what came to the consensus. What's our consensus? Are we men now doing the helmet?
Well, we said that men can do helmets of salvation if they would like to, but you can't be associated with us and do them.
Oh.
Outside,
I mean, earlier, I don't really want a man wearing a bonnet inside that. Like, why do you have a bonnet? Do you have black? Okay.
If he has hair, then I understand. But if ain't no hair, then you don't need no bonnet.
You don't need a bonnet. Is that so the price?
Are bonnets though a thing now?
What are you saying?
Are women, as a man, As a woman. Okay, so like men aren't allowed to tell women what to do with they nothing, right? Except get vaccinated. Please get vaccinated. But besides that. Other than that, do whatever you want to with your body. So are women now going to be wearing bonnets in is like to the clubs and besides Walmart and to the gas station?
Here's the thing. Any club you go into where women may wear bonnets, I can pretty much guarantee that's a club you don't want to be at.
Okay.
If they're comfortable enough to wear a bonnet, that means somebody's probably going to get shot, which means you just don't need to be there. No one cares about anything, so why would you go?
Clear indicator that it's going down.
Somebody's about to get shot. If you walk in and the security guard got on a bonnet, you know somebody's probably
the bouncer. Yeah. Bonnet bouncer. That's what's happening.
Yeah, bonnet bouncers.
So before we go, and this is my last topic to go to. I know that this is late night for me and Lanisha, but I know you out there in LA, so you on LA time enjoying yourself. What's in your playlist right now, Miss Chelsea West? What are you listening to?
Ooh, I'm listening to a lot of Victoria Monet. I am listening to with so many artists. Okay, I'm so excited. Okay. I'm listening to a lot of Victoria Monet. I listen to a lot of John Legend. I'm listening to a lot of an artist named Greg Cox. I'm listening to an artist named Ash. The S is a dollar sign. I'm listening to this artist called God, which stands for Good Ass Women Deserve. So good. What I like to do on Apple Music is I'll just pick a random song and it creates a station basically. So there's a lot of Ray Louise, The Amours, Samo, Mike Grizzly. It's a lot of good music. Alex Isley, it's so much good music out.
Ooh, Alex Isley is amazing.
Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah. It's so much good music out. Your sister Candy, and I know that you don't want to be, having her keep coming up in conversation, but she did sing Jasmine Sullivan on the show on Wednesday, and she sang it in a portion of the show that we call the creative break.
Whoa.
Brings me here. This is the part of the show where we have you do 30 seconds of something that you're currently listening to. And what happens is I start off because I know that this is being sprung on you. So I'm going to sing something from my playlist currently. And then Lanisha will sing something from her playlist currently.
Oh, no.
Yep. And then this gives you an opportunity to, drink your honey lemon tea and warm it up and to do whatever else you need to do to get properly prepared for what must be doneth on the show with today. So right now I'm listening to an artist named Brandon Williams, and he has a song with Alex Isley, and I'm just going to make sure, and I'll probably get kicked off of Facebook for letting this song play a little bit, but what she does is she says, I'll hold you close so you can see. Leave love alone, just leave it be. Leave love be. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, Javon, you sound just like Alex. It was like Alex was in the room with you there. And I'm saying, no, that was really me singing that.
Okay. You didn't leave out and that wasn't lip singing?
No. It just sounds like it. That song, Leave Love Be, is so good. Brandon Williams, if you get a chance, go and check it out featuring Alex Isley. I know you're ready to get on that same level of singing Chelsea, but we're going to give it just 1 second. Lanisha, can you sing something that's in your repertoire right now?
There is a song in my repertoire that I believe is the only way that I could follow that up. And I want to kind of just give the lyrics. Brick Liam said, I just want to dance and forget it. Do you know what I'm saying? That song that you just sang. Just want to dance and forget it. That's, you know, and that's what I want to do. Go check it out. Love Brick Liam will always be a thing.
What a great way to try to get out of doing and participating in the creative showcase. Chelsea West, it's your turn. What are you currently listening to in your playlist?
I'm listening to so much. Hold on, I'm trying to find one.
Take your time, baby. Take your time. That's what they say in church. Let them use you.
I was gonna say that thing.
Okay. Okay, this is a Victoria Monet song. It's called Big Boss.
No, Big Boss.
What she
gives it
to. Come on.
No, because first of all, I don't know what this is going to sound like. Okay, so she goes, come follow me to luxury, gold on the floors and all over me, diamonds galore, I'ma ice you some more. Would it be like dealing with a queen? I just wanna make you feel, make you feel, make you feel. Big boss like $1,000 bills. Yeah. 100 mil. I just wanna make you feel, make you feel, make you feel. Big boss like $1,000 bills. 100 mil. I just wanna big boss, big boss, big hey. Boss, big, big. That's my jam. That's my jam.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to listen.
You got to get into it. It's good.
Big boss, no bonnet.
Big, okay. Big boss, no bonnet. Period.
Get it, Jay.
Hey, so who is the current big boss in your life, Chelsea West? Who are you currently dating? Anyone? And what are we able to out him on the Devon show today? Wait, hold on. I got to give the – okay, now I'm ready. Boom.
I am dating.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I'm not ready for us to be public yet. Don't say my name. Just talk about my attributes.
I got you. I'm dating, but I am trying to date the right way by keeping my options open and, you know, just keeping my, so, you know, I'm having a good time. I'm being treated very well and I'm happy.
Oh, are you walking in the Issa Rae way of love?
You know, I'm not mad at that. Private. We'll see. Hmm. We'll see what happens.
Pop up and get married.
All right. And we'll find out about it on Essence. I'm Lanisha.
Listen. So, you know, at the beginning of the year, I was doing my no manuary thing, and you helped me out at the end of that. This is really good. I had a couple of them. Do you know what I'm saying? And now I don't anymore by choice. And that's just what it is. I needed a break. Okay. I thought that I learned a little bit more about myself during No Manuary. And I had, you know what I'm saying? But what I didn't know is that people from ages 5 to 53 are still playing games. And so I needed to give people a break. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm enjoying the hell out of me right now.
As you should.
And we're gonna ease back into this dating thing. Chelsea, my brother knows, but I don't know if you know, I used to keep a stack. And I was like, well, let me stop playing. Let me, you know, change the way that I date or whatever. Keep a stack. You gotta keep a stack. Because, you know, you don't ever want to wear out your welcome anywhere. You know what I'm saying? If somebody wants to lock it down, then they're more than welcome to come in and lock it down, you know, per standards and things like that. But so I am a single superhero at the moment. And we're gonna keep it that way. We're gonna rock with that.
That's what's up. Congratulations.
I'm on purpose. I need to break.
Single, I like single superhero.
Thank you.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Remember, Miss Chelsea West, that once you do decide to go ahead and make that ultimate step, I'm available for weddings, bar mitzvahs, and no, if you don't, I'm available for funerals.
Hmm? I'm sorry, Javon. I thought we were taking the question around the riverbend. So would you like
Before you ask that question, Chelsea, where can I find you on your social media?
Javon, I don't know who you think you're playing with, but are you dating or no?
Well, that's the time for the Javon Show today. Thank you all so much for tuning in.
Oh, wow. Get a little bit crazy.
You childish.
I thought he really took it out.
You're childish.
That's okay. You got to grow up. If you are watching this, DM one of us. We're going to send Javon on a great date. Javon, when's the last time you had a great date? Like a really
I am in all reality, let me be totally transparent and honest. I have found someone who is extremely special. And we are just letting things get determined to see where things go. But I am excited about this situation.
Okay.
And the possibilities. The situation, and it looks like we are out of time for today. What a great show! I got to hear Chelsea West. I got to hear her opinions instead of just reading them on Twitter, But still, one of my favorite follows, and I cannot believe that y'all were able to even get that much out of the host. So, before we go, Chelsea, where can they find you on social media?
On Instagram, you can find me at I'm Just Peaches. That's the letter M, JUSTPEACHES. On Twitter, follow at your own risk. You can find me at PEACHYPHAT. And those are two of the best places to reach me.
Mm-hmm. Because her Facebook has not been touched since 2020. Yes, Lanisha, you definitely want to follow her on Twitter. It is the, I promise you, because I knew about the West family, and gospel, I'm gospel, and I'm music, so I know Chelsea West, and I know Kenny West, but Lord have mercy, when I started following Chelsea West on Twitter, I said, this is the only reason to be on Twitter. Because it is unfiltered. It is unfiltered opinion. And it is glorious. So that's why.
Is it unfiltered? Is that why you said follow at your own risk?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I don't know how long Javon has been following me, but in the earlier days of Twitter, I was legit like lit all the time. But then I started getting a lot of like gospel fan followers and church followers. So I felt like I had to censor myself. So I stopped tweeting for like 6 years and I just started back. So I'm back to my, more sensible, but unfiltered self. And I'm just like, y'all gonna have to take it or leave it. This is just me.
Listen to what I'm saying and tell me if you agree or disagree. And I don't know how much time we have. Javon, cut me off if I'm going too far. I wanna know what you think about this, both of you. So, I have found within myself, I believe in the Christian community, we live more for each other than we do for God, because he absolutely knows what we think and what we say and what we think. Do you know what I'm saying? And so I will confess, I'm doing more filtering for my mama's sake. You know what I'm saying? God forbid, my lovely mother, if anything happens to her, the filter will be gone. My filter is for my mother, because Jesus knows. Do you know what I'm saying?
He definitely knows.
Yeah, and growing up in church, being a church kid or whatever, shout out to Marquise Jokes, we were taught to live, I believe, for, that culture and to use discretion within that culture. But gospel music, church folk, that's some of the most vicious folk there is. So why are we filtering our truth? God said he'd rather be hot or cold. I'm going to be real hot or real cold. You know what I'm saying? And that just comes along with a whole lot of truth. I see the agree there, mm-hmm. but just go ahead and talk about it, Chelsea West.
Yeah, I just absolutely agree. I felt like for me, I had to censor myself for the sake of the people who started following me from the gospel records I've done or from my sister or from my mom. But I'm like, I am me. I can't be my sister. I cannot be my mother. So if you follow me expecting to get that, you're going to be sadly mistaken. And just reaching a place of confidence in myself, like I'm not here to try to be who you want me to be. You know what I mean? Or who I think you want me to be. I'm here to be me, and who's called to me will receive me.
Yeah. And I think it's the reason why I love hip hop the way that I do. I believe that there's more truth. I believe that there's more truth in secular music than there is in gospel. And that's just what I feel.
Unless we're talking about the song Throat Babies. Or
Throat Babies. Is that what you
Yes.
Throat Babies.
Right?
I said, like, you know when you hear a radio song and you're like, okay, that's cool. And then you're in the car with your kids and they really start playing and it's they're saying Throat Baby.
Throat Baby.
Oh, did you do background on that one?
I did not.
You know what you did, guy?
Just curious. What's the last radio song that you've done background? Do you know?
I sang on a song for DJ Khaled's record, but I don't know if that's played on the radio. I don't really listen to the radio, so I don't really know what's on there.
I remember when the album came out and they showed. I'm sorry, Alicia. Hold on, I can't hear you, baby. One more time.
I said we didn't shout out that part of her repertoire right now. She's a part of the samples, a really dope part of Kanye West samples.
I am a sample.
It's really
which song?
Which song with DJ Khaled?
With Kanye.
Oh, all the songs. All the songs that he started doing from like Sunday Service and the Jesus King and the Jesus Born, I was on all those songs.
Were you in studio with Kanye for those?
Yeah.
I'm going to say what I imagine it to be. You correct me if I'm completely off base. And I promise you, I know we said 30 minutes. Thank you for your time. I've been wanting to get you on for a while, so I'm so sorry. I imagine it to be where you're like, oh my God, this man is maybe a musical genius. That's where, because when I listen to the Sunday Service album, you can play it top to bottom, and every song has just a feel of church and flavor in 2020, but it's just, but it's relevant. You can put it on today and play it all the way through and just be having this feeling of wow. And it's from Kanye West. Was it like that in the studio?
Not quite. Like he was in a lot of the sessions, but when we started working on Jesus is King was more of his rap gospel album. It wasn't very choir driven. So there were a couple of songs we did vocals on, a small group of us, and he would be at the sessions. But not like in a creative capacity, because he kind of trusted the creative team that he put in place for Sunday Service to get it done however he wanted it done. So, you know, he'd be there for a little bit and then he'd move around.
Wow. That's cool to know that. I wish that we did more documentaries on the making of music. Like, I would love to see the making of Ricky Diller's new project. I would love to see the making of the new Kirk Franklin album. I would love to see... Yeah. To make the behind the scenes of Chelsea Peaches West in the studio when a sound engineer tells her to sing that part for the fifth time over and over again. And she said, you know what? I will throw my glass at you if you think I'm singing this part again.
You know, a lot of artists do a lot of, more now than ever, they do a lot of B-roll and just recording footage for probably, you know, later usage. So you never know. I think there is a documentary coming out on Kanye. I think on Netflix maybe next year. So I know, you know, there may be studio footage in there because there were always cameras around. Like anytime he was around, there were cameras around. You know.
So was DJ Khaled more hands on then?
Well, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there either.
Uh-uh.
Good Lord, Erykah Badu, was she there?
I have recorded with her once. Yeah. She was there when I recorded with her. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, I know your resume a little bit. That's why. Yeah. Erykah's one of my
favorites. I love her.
So who's an artist that you can say, and I promise I'm gonna let you go. Who's an artist that you could say was there and present and where you could feel the creativity and it inspired what you did on the production?
Well, what I could say is I have never worked with an artist who is more there and present than, okay, well, it's two, but the energy is totally different. Okay, so one artist I work with that is always at rehearsals and things like that was Tori Kelly. She's there, she's very hands-on and involved, but she's so sweet, it's like, I call her my little Disney princess because she's so sweet, it don't feel like work. Like, she's just so precious. She's just precious. Like, I ain't never been nobody more precious than her. But like, Jennifer Hudson?
Hmm.
I ain't never met an artist who loved to sing like her. Like, she comes to rehearsals. A lot of artists, you know, will rehearse. And they'll come in, they'll sing a little bit, and they'll be gone. She want to do everything from top to bottom, and sometimes each song multiple times, like top to bottom in rehearsals, sound checks. She want to do everything. And I really learn a lot from her. I love being able to work with her and for her because I glean a lot, and I watch her a lot. She's a superstar. You know, I watch her work ethic. I watch how she maneuvers from moment to moment. You know, I've never met or worked with an artist with a work ethic like her.
Interesting. That's interesting to know. Which brings me to one more question. I know I want Lanisha to ask one more question before we go, but I think of this background life as kind of being glamorous. You get to meet all of these artists and be around them and showing off your vocals. I know that when her started off, right, and she had... I know she has the guy whose name I always forget, but I know that the female was Ajanee or Ajanee. Mm-hmm. And she stayed, like, everywhere her went, Ajanee was there with her doing background, even mm-hmm. on the tiny desk. And even when they came to Dallas, she was there. The videos, she's there. The Grammy performances, she's there. Did you ever want to work with an artist like that, at that type of level, that type of connectivity where when they went somewhere, you were there as their main background vocalist?
That's the dream, you know? That's like a dream situation. I try to tell BGVs that are coming up or who haven't been doing this very long that a lot of artists are very temperamental and they're very finicky. So one day, you know, the crew could have been working just fine for 2 years or 3 years or a year or whatever, and they may wake up and decide they want a whole new crew of people. So when you find an artist that's loyal to the people that work for them, that's super duper rare. Plus, I tell them, like, don't get emotionally invested in your work environment. You know what I mean? Like, do what you got to do to make sure the environment is cool, but don't get emotionally invested in the artist. Don't get emotionally invested in the opportunity because it could change. You know, we hope that things last, but they don't always last. So her has done a good job by being loyal to the people who've been with her from the beginning. That is a very, very rare occurrence.
I mean, she did break up the gospel group that Ajanee came out of. But I mean, that wasn't her. It was her, but it wasn't. Anyway, I'm going to stop being messy. Lanisha, you get the final question. Go for it.
How much do you love Jesus?
With my whole soul.
That's the most important question, right?
That was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was the
beginning and the end.
That's it.
What'd you
say? That's it right there. Listen, all hearts and minds are clear. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we absent, one from another. Can I do the benediction while doing communion? I don't know. Anyway.
Y'all, I'm having surgery on Monday, so I can't have a drink. That's my prayer. Well,
I'm having it for you, darling.
Drink for me, guys.
Good luck on the surgery Monday.
Yes, absolutely. Speedy recovery.
And all that stuff. And when you come out of surgery, I will be right there with a song on my heart. You definitely made it through the storm. Everything I've seen comes out Chicago. I can't help it. Mm-hmm. Chelsea West.
If you shake that bottom jaw, I'm going to be grateful.
I'm not doing that. So on behalf of Chelsea West, Lanisha Lowe, thank you so much again for coming here. Great luck on Monday. Everything's going to be fantastic. Everyone, thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying with us today. Make sure you come back on No Show on Friday because we did the show tonight. I'm going to replay tonight's show tomorrow. So if you're watching it on Friday, you missed a great live interview. But hey, you're here. We'll be back on next week. We've got Snow Allegra, virtual interview. Snow Allegra next week. I am excited to talk to Snow. And then in a couple of weeks, Monica Lisa Stevenson. She's got a great song on the Billboard Gospel charts right now. And I will be talking about my new album coming out, which has background vocals from Chelsea West, Candy West, and Lisa Searight. So on behalf of everyone associated with Elevate Magazine and the Javon Show, Dr. Anisha Thompson, T.L. Holmes, Jennifer, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Get a little bit crazy. It's getting 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 a little bit crazy. Candy West is on the Javon Show. When you have a song that is a hit, There has to be a point where you're like, okay, I'm not singing Glory Up this weekend. I'm not going to do it. Has that happened to you?
Absolutely. That has happened to me before. But one of the things that snatches me out of that is being reminded that this song was created to encourage people. This song was created to be a faith soundtrack for someone. So who am I to say, because I'm tired of singing this song every time I go out, this is one of the things that draws me to these places. This may have been the song that helped people to discover who I am. So it's almost like I feel like I owe you this because it's something that drew us together. So for me, I snatched myself out of that, like, had it not been for that song or that moment, I would not be here, because that's how they discovered me. That's how they found me. So it's almost like giving them a gift back. Like, you know, I'm
the one, the only, Priscilla CC Winans hyphen Love, First Lady. I know you from the Crowd family. BB and CC
Oh, no. Yeah.
And with CC, you so fine. Will you be doing more TV appearances to promote the album? Will you be on some of the new updated shows, Saturday Night Live, promoting this album?
Y'all are crazy.
I'm saved.
He's the one. Oh God. Well, you know what? We'll see what happens, where we're going with this record. I'm very excited about it. I'm excited for Believe for it. I think it's a message that we all need to hear. We all need to, I mean, we've been through a lot. A lot of people are broken. A lot of people are discouraged. Mm-hmm. And this song and this record, I believe, will bring revival. I think it's going to encourage people to look up and to understand that it's faith that moves God. And if we can just believe his promises are true, then they're going to come true in your life, you know? And so I'm excited about just worshiping. You know, there's power in worship. There's hope. There's the Bible says the garment of praise will lift the spirit of heaviness. And a lot of people are heavy right now.
Dr. C, so you're single?
Yes, I am.
And you're a single female pastor. You're very passionate, very powerful. Still single now, though. Is there something that you feel that needs to be adjusted in your life?
I was the young woman who believed
waiting on God for marriage. All of that was ingrained into me, okay? Mm-hmm. But as I got older, I started to realize that I can't stay in the house and expect God to send my husband to the door, though I know God can. We know the Lord is able. Hallelujah.
I used to be a FedEx delivery man. Keep going. As you were. Keep going.
Wait, I can't. So, but I had to understand that I had to be just like the story of Naomi and Ruth, okay? There's no way Boaz would have saw her, seen her, if she had not been out there in the field gleaning. Mm. So what I am saying is that being full of the Holy Ghost,
yes.
You know, I'm trying to keep my body and my temple together and keep it consecrated, but I also understand that I have to put myself where I can be found.
Yes.
Because staying in the house just means I'm hidden.
Getting a little bit crazy.
I'm just saying, your mama is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, she is.
And I will make a great stepfather because I raised my kids well, right? And
I'm in need of a stepdad. You are in need of a stepdad. I'm in need of one too, but you might not.
You really need a stepdad, Leah.
Okay. Anyways, that's one. That's enough. We gotta take over the tomorrow.
Get a little bit crazy. It's getting a little bit crazy.
I didn't know.
It's getting a little bit crazy.
We gotta take over the tomorrow.
It's getting a little bit crazy. It's getting a little bit crazy.
Our friend and yours, Dr. Evangelist, First Lady, Martha Queen M. Manuzzi. I had it right before the show. I even got it. I even asked for it, and I still messed it up.
So close.
It's okay. Listen, first of all, just hearing you guys talk for like 30 seconds, I think I found my tribe. I have found my people.
Yay!
I have found you. I have been looking for you my whole life. But we're going to have fun today. And you know what? And you missed doctor. I think you said apostle, prophetess,
evangelist.
You missed,
first that,
all of those things. I need those all spoken out loud. but I have been called a lot worse than Manuzzi, and I've been called Liza Minnelli. You name it, I've been called it. So I just answered it. Whatever. I answered that too.
We're just gonna call her Martha. I listened to the music of Kevin Lemons. I got excited. I got a smile on my face.
We were brothers, for real. Brothers indeed.
I love Kevin. I'm going to miss him.
Let me tell you, if I haven't learned anything from Brother Kevin, whatever God has called us to do, bro, we got to do it. And let's do it. Let's do it with everything we got.
Oh, my goodness. Uncle Kevin was a beast, you know, as my generation call it. You know, he's a beast.
Locally, nationally, internationally, I mean, it just did not, there was no comparison when it came to Kevin Lemons and Higher Calling.
He was such a nice guy. He had such encouraging words. He was a humble man.
And I'm grateful that he gave me an opportunity to display all of who I am to this Atlanta gospel community.
I wonder if he really knew how important and the impact that he's really made in so many people's lives and ministries and careers.
Certainly, he had a storied career. Even though it was short, it was outstanding.
Kevin evolved. Kevin had the it factor.
He just had the gift, the talent, the anointing to do what he did.
But Kevin taught us, man. He taught us good choir decorum. He taught us, you know, the flair of a choir.
In all of my experiences with choirs, Kevin Lemons and Higher Calling was one of the greatest choirs I've ever heard.
All right. Let's go. I'm ready. You are my all and all. You hear me when I call.